You're listening to the Wells Tech Podcast, where we talk about technology that can serve the church and its work of spreading the gospel. Wells Tech is a part of the podcast network on Streams, the internet media site sponsored by the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Join the conversation by visiting our podcast website at wellstech.wells.net. Welcome back to another edition of BWTG bonus, well, easy for me to say, bonus Wells Tech Goodness, episode 87 for Monday, July 27th, 2009. Joining me as usual, Sally Draper. Hi, Sally.
Good morning, Martin. I'm excited about today's show, as usual, and I'm excited about BWTG in general. We've covered some really great topics this summer. This one's a little different, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were a little cautious in our approach to how we did this summer, knowing that we both had busy schedules and if we were going to be able to pull this off. But I think it's been helpful to me, you know, I'd almost call it therapeutic to actually put down on paper, as it were, some of these things that we talk about pretty regularly. And this topic is one of those, and that's getting your inbox to empty.
Yeah, easier said than done, isn't mm-hmm. it? We live in an information age, and there's a million different directions that we're being pulled, and mm-hmm. that inbox can be kind of consuming at times.
Yep, I know not recently, because I can get it to zero almost every day, but I know in the not-too-distant past, I would have 400, 500, 600 emails in my inbox.
Yikes.
How about
Yikes.
You?
Yeah, I can totally relate with that. And, you know, they all seem to have the same amount of weight, and they seem to consume the same amount of brain power, when you know that some of them are a lot more important than others. And so just kind of being able to sort through it all and get it organized is a huge issue, and a great stress reliever as well.
Oh, yeah. The danger, obviously, when you leave stuff in your inbox is it becomes your to-do list. And it is a terrible to-do list manager, because again, there's no waiting. It's typically in chronological order, and that's not typically how you want to get things done. That's definitely not how you prioritize. And the longer they sit in there, the more times you read them. And one of the tenets of a lot of these productivity systems is really you should only read an email once, or at the most twice. So the first time you read it, you either respond to it, take an action on it, or delete it. And if you decide to defer it to a later time when you're going to have more time to deal with it, that's the second time you read it. I don't know about you, Sally, but when I have my inbox cluttered with stuff, I read and reread the same email every time I go into my inbox.
That's right. And how productive can that be?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I'm just kind of thinking, what's the ministry application here? Well, mm-hmm. I think pastors and teachers and staff ministers and office staff, they're busy people. They don't have time to read and reread mm-hmm. all those emails that are coming at them. Yeah,
especially things that are distasteful. And some of the things that come into our inbox are things that, boy, we just dread doing. So why would you want to read and reread something that doesn't give you that you know, that good positive feeling? So there's a lot of productivity tools out there for this, and we're going to cover just a couple of them. But in general, we're going to talk at a high level about the approach to this. And one of the approaches that I teach in a workshop is a concept called Mind Like Water. It's not my own. It came from a system called GTD, Getting Things Done, from David Allen. But he introduces the topic with this Mind Like Water concept. And in brief, it goes like this. When you picture tossing a pebble into a pond, what happens when that pebble is tossed into that pond? Little rings emanate from it, right? Little waves come out from that little pebble. What happens when you toss a boulder into that same pond? The rings are a lot bigger and a lot more agitated. The point is the water responds appropriately to what's thrown into it, whether it's a pebble or a boulder. And he's kind of attaching the same concept to how our mind works. If your mind is at a calm state, like a calm pond, as it were, it's going to respond appropriately to whatever's thrown at it. If your mind is not in that kind of good state of mind where you're ready for something to come at it, you don't respond as appropriately as you would to different kinds of things that are coming into it. And I think we've all experienced that. I know I have. If we're kind of stressed out and we don't think we have things under control and we feel like, boy, everybody wants something from us and things are in a constant state of chaos, and then another thing comes at you. Maybe it's an email that you read quickly and maybe read wrong, or you just weren't in the appropriate frame of mind to respond appropriately to an email, and maybe you respond inappropriately. That's what we're talking about, getting to a point where there's nothing that can come at you that you're really not prepared to handle. So that's that mind-like water experience.
You know, I'm just thinking about how much this can improve your communication and having the best message in the world to share, that gospel message. You know, you want to always have the best communication that you can, and do it in the most fitting way. And, you know, if you have this mind like water mentality, your communication skills must be just really hyped up there.
Yep. And I've found that with a full inbox or a cluttered inbox, it's tough to get in that state. And that's the whole point of this little BWTG step-by-step of cleaning or clearing your inbox. Is obviously going to improve productivity. It is going to make you a better steward of the time that God has given you and the talents so that you can use them appropriately to His glory and to the benefit of the kingdom. So let's...
Sounds good, Martin. I'm guessing you have three steps for us.
You guessed right. And step one is very basic. You need to pick the right email system. And that's easier said than done. There are all kinds of email systems out there. There are web-based ones, so you can do it all in the cloud, like Gmail or Live Mail or Yahoo Mail. There are the traditional ones like Outlook and Outlook Express. You use one called Thunderbird, right, Sally?
That's right, which is a free Mozilla.
Open source, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So take some time, and even if you're in one right now, it may not be a bad idea to take a look around at what other options are out there, because the next steps will demand it have some flexibility to be able to organize your emails. Because if you're really locked into a program that doesn't allow you the flexibility to create folders or do any tagging or apply any kind of system to it, you're in the wrong email system, and you'll never get your inbox to zero, at least not very effectively. So that would be the first step. Pick the right email system that works for you. So try them out. A lot of them are free to try. Most of them are free to use. Also make sure that you have an email solution that will back up your emails and associated data. If you're going to live, as many people do, in email as an important part of your work life or personal life, you don't want to lose it. So make sure that you're using a system that allows you to back that stuff up.
I have a couple of questions there for you, Martin.
Yep.
First of all, do you use the same system for personal and work email, or do you use two different ones there?
I use two different ones. I use Outlook for work, and I use Gmail for home.
Okay.
And that makes it a little bit easier because I do have different needs. And, one, I'm kind of constrained at work because we all use Outlook, and there's all kinds of other collaboration features like calendaring, task lists, those types of things, meeting scheduling. So I don't really have a choice at work. I could use Outlook at home, and that wouldn't be a bad choice either. But I got started in Gmail because I didn't want to have to change my email address all the time. I just wanted something that would always go with me, and Gmail was the way to do that. So it seems to work pretty well. How about you?
Good. I kind of along the same lines. I use Outlook at work, of course, and I use Thunderbird as my email client, but I basically am running a Gmail account into my Thunderbird.
And that's
client,
one cool thing about a lot of these is you can have an offline and online experience with a tool like Gmail through Pop or IMAP, those kinds of things.
Exactly. Okay. Very good.
Step two, pick the right email productivity system. And there's just as many productivity systems as there are email clients. And a lot of them work well in most of the email clients because there are people who like these systems, like getting things done, that are on all kinds of different email platforms. So if you do a search on Getting Things Done, GTD, and your favorite email client, whether it be Outlook or Gmail or Thunderbird, you're going to find somebody who's put some time and effort into applying that system to how that email client works. So try them out. There's a number of them. As far as systems go, Getting Things Done, we've talked about, which I'm a big fan of. There's something called Zero Email Bounce. There's something called Inbox 0.5, which is kind of a GTD light. And there's something called DIT, which is one of the originals called Do It Tomorrow. This is an English author who essentially worked through the productivity concept of time management and how that applies to email management. And my suggestion would be follow the system to the letter. Don't variate from it. Is that a word? Variate?
It is now.
Don't vary from it for at least 2 months. Give it a chance. And even if you don't kind of get it, I think over time you'll see the wisdom in some of the ways that they make these things work. Then determine if that's right for you and why the system has worked for others that way. And then finally, the final step in this would be to customize that system, because I can guarantee that none of these systems will work exactly the way you work. They may not handle tasks the way you do. They may get too sophisticated on different categorization tools. You may want to simplify that. You may want to specify different things than they've put into their system. So no system is going to be perfect right out of the box. Don't weigh yourself down with those unnecessary steps if you don't have to. Customize it. And after 2 months, you should get a better idea of how to customize it that would meet your needs.
2 months is a pretty big investment.
It is.
I can see a lifetime of benefit from, you know, getting disciplined and getting into that mode of having the empty inbox.
For sure. And then finally, step three, I just talk about on the wiki where all these steps are. Remember the basic steps of getting your inbox to zero. There are some just very basic things that everybody needs to be rigorous about to keep that inbox at zero messages by the end of the day. First one is, and this is something I really try to live by if at all possible, check email no more than 4 times a day. That may sound impossible for a lot of people because a lot of people live in their inbox, but really your job is about tasks, not email. Email should generate tasks. You do the tasks based on the email. Now, email may be something that you need to do as a part of the task. That doesn't count, but you don't want to be living, you know, from minute to minute answering new emails that come into your system. So every 4 times a day, you work through your inbox, and during that time, you empty it. So don't get into your inbox unless you're prepared to empty it. And that's why I say only do it 4 times a day. And that is a big tenet of getting things done, especially, is don't get in there and read those emails more than once. You can do a number of things once you're going through that email inbox. You can file it for reference. You can delete it. You can respond to it. You can delegate it. You can assign it to it as an action item for later. You can assign it a time that you're going to deal with it. Rule of thumb with GTD, just to give you a little sneak preview of that system, is if it takes more than 2 minutes to respond to an email, defer it or set it as an action item to do later. If it's less than 2 minutes to respond to it or do whatever the email wants you to do, make a phone call, select a task, add a calendar item, schedule a meeting, do it. So you're not going to spend more than 2 minutes on any one email in your box. So when you chunk it out like that and you do that 4 times a day, you can probably see how you could get through your email and dispose of or determine what you're going to do with all that email and get it out of your inbox, whether that's to a folder or a tag list or whatever, but it's going to get your inbox to zero. Number two, or step two, is set aside dedicated time each week to review your system. And that's a big part. I do this on Friday afternoons when it's a little quieter around here, where I'll look at all the tasks that I've created. I'll make sure that I have action items attached to them so that they're not just sitting there Make sure that I've got all the categories appropriately set and so on and so forth. I'll address any calendar items, do any cleanup, that kind of stuff. Because your system can easily get out of control too. So it's not just good enough to get your stuff out of your inbox. You have to deal with it at some point, obviously.
Right. And I love your very last sentence, your step three here, ending it all up, tying it into a neat package, because I bet a lot of our listeners are thinking, boy, I'm going to spend a lot of time doing this. Mm-hmm. But your last statement is, don't let managing the system take more time than doing the work.
Yep.
That's pretty important.
Yeah, it can be addictive. You can feel really good about yourself because you've got everything organized and you got your inbox to zero and get absolutely nothing done. And that goes against all the reasons for doing this, and that's to be a good steward, to increase your communication skills, to be productive.
That's right. So you've got some great links for us here. I tuned in and watched a little bit of David Allen talking with Robert Scoble on a recent video cast that they recorded. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to hear about getting things done directly from David Allen, you can do that. He's got some great books out there. And like you said, if you just search the internet, you'll find plenty of resources that may fit your needs for that.
So I hope that helps somebody. I do these workshops. So if you're in a district that is maybe sponsoring one of these, just look for that and join. It's a day-long session about not just inbox, but general productivity using technology, all kinds of tools out there that can help us be better stewards. That's another edition of BWTG Episode 87. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Please tune in a little bit later this week for the next episode of our regular WellsTech podcast. Talk to you soon,
everybody.
That's right.